Hello everyone, and thanks for joining today's webinar about your S/4HANA cloud journey. My name is Cecile Giloy, and I'll be managing today's session. Before we get started, I have some housekeeping notes. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. We welcome you to enter your questions at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer whatever questions we can at the end of the session. You can always adjust the size of the media player and slides on your end to make them bigger or smaller, depending on your preference. And finally, please know that this session is being recorded, and we'll share a link to the session after we wrap up today. Now I'm going to pass it over to our presenter. With us today, we have Jonathan Cooper, Senior Sales Engineer at Onapsis. He will be taking us through this session and answering how to build security into your S/4HANA cloud journey. And with that, I hand it over to you, John.
Thanks, Cecile. Thank you. I'm John Cooper. I work for Onapsis. I've been with the company for about 4 years now. I've been working in the SAP space for over 20 years. So pleased to meet you all, and thank you for your time. If you have any questions, please post them in the message box or ask me throughout the presentation at any time, anything you have or any clarification you may have. I do have an agenda. I want to talk about some challenges we see in the security space related to SAP customers, and then the responsibilities that you have with an SAP RISE contract. And then we'll look at some examples of some security issues you may be exposed to, even with SAP RISE, and then the SAP Onapsis solution, how we can help mitigate those. And then some key takeaways and time for Q&A at the end. But as mentioned, any questions, please ask and interrupt me as and when, yeah? So we first of all want to kind of lay the ground for SAP and why there are security challenges now. And, you know, SAP is a vast and complex landscape. It has ECC, we have S4 products in the mix now, people on-prem in cloud, we have multiple teams also supporting many products. And those teams and products can be sometimes siloed, okay? So communication between those different teams and technologies and process is not always straightforward and clear communication. And we have a huge sprawling attack service, which the external attackers are trying to take advantage of. And it also has been built historically over decades. So, and this has been through the speed of the business change and requirements, not through the lens of security. And it's certainly not through the lens of cybersecurity. And laid on top of all of these things, we have also compliance requirements and challenges, which seem to be ramping up more and more over the last few years. So all of these things kind of point to the fact that the risk of an attack and the risk of change within the SAP systems are increasing and continue to increase. So the idea today is to talk mostly about SAP RISE. Most of you probably know what SAP RISE is and you've done some research, but basically it's a contract with SAP. It helps you to digitally transform and migrate from your old ECC system to S/4HANA. There's lots of flexibility built into that. And by that, I mean, you can not only choose SAP to host this, you can choose the hyperscalers, there's flexibility on that. You can choose SIs as well to work with. And I recently watched the Wonka film, the new film, and I kind of use this term to say RISE is the best sweet shop in the world, as in, is a huge catalog of services, products you can choose from, and you have to opt in or opt out of those. I'll show you the contract later, but there's lots of lines to choose from. But the idea is that it does help you with all the products, the people, the process, the technology for you to transform. And that's what people want. They want some comfort in this huge, what I call once in a lifetime generation, move from ECC to S4, okay? Click on again. Okay, now This slide is from SAP. I'll explain, it's quite noisy, but I'll explain. The parts on green are to show that these are the responsibility of SAP or the hyperscaler, and it's what I call the classic shared responsibility gap, okay? So the things on green there on the left-hand side, all the OS, the network, the DB, application servers, all those things are taken care of by the hyperscaler or SAP themselves. And that's a given, okay? Above that is the application layer. So things like end user access, authentication, role-based access control, user's identity, networking to access to the application itself is the responsibility of the customer. Now, specifically within the SI actually, just might point that out, or the SI is contracted to do this. Now, specifically related to that, there are some things which we can kind of drill into in a little bit more detail on where you may suffer cybersecurity challenges and issues. And that's things like the custom coding. There's options if you go brownfield or greenfield. But if you are migrating enhancements and custom code to the new S4 system, custom coding can be problematic. And by that we mean we want to check it for security issues, not is it compatibility with S4 from ECC to S4, the table changes and all those types of things. We're talking about from a security and maintainability and performance point of view. Okay. We also need to check authorizations, privileged access management. Yes, you may have some GRC tools to do that, but we can also scan and check that. We can check authorizations, check the passwords, and there's lots of configurations related to that. We can also, the key thing is the customizations, the configurations. There'll be lots of developers, functional technical consultants configuring the system to meet the customer needs. We need to check that those settings are configured correctly. Also, the transports, as configuration takes place and development takes place, transports need to be released and pushed through the landscape. We can also need to check those for any compatibility issues, if there's any issues and vulnerabilities within the actual transports themselves, and make sure that those are corrected before they go downstream. And also the patching is a really key part of this. SAP obviously recommend that patching is one of the key things that you need to work on and consider. And we'll talk about that later, actually, one of the slides, we dig into that area. So specifically around that application and access to the system, these are the types of things that you need to consider and where we can help at Anapsys. And just to confirm what we said on this slide, this is joint go-to-market with SAP. Roland's the CISO for Enterprise Cloud Services. And they're just saying that, again, customers own the responsibility to secure access to the application layer. So everything above the hardware and the DB is the responsibility of the customer. And again, we're just showing that on the left here, we're talking about, yes, it's that shared responsibility, OS, database, servers, infrastructure is taken care of. On the right, what is in the cloud is the responsibility of the customers. Now, there's a little link. This is why I'm showing this. And I'm going to now share my screen to show you that link. It's hopefully now you can see this here. And this is a blog from SAP, and it's quite old actually. It's a 2021 blog written by SAP. Talks about the rise, talks about the contract, what's included. And as part of this here is, again, just to show that. So it talks about everything around the basis, the HANA, DB, OS maintenance, backups, availability, classic below the application layer, responsibility of SAP or the hyperscaler. Everything above that, so we're talking about basis support, functional changes, change management, configurations, identity, access to the data, role-based access control, identities, user roles, basis, functional, security audit logs and logging, configurations, all of these are responsibility of the customer or the SI. So read that document. It's a really nice document. It's quite old, but it still stands to the test of time today. Yeah, I'm going to go back into the presentation and hopefully you can see my screen again, Cecile. So we're going to drill in now. We talked about the theory of what's included, what's excluded, roles and responsibilities. We've talked about SAP RISE at a high level. Now we're going to give you some examples of what are called cybersecurity issues, even with SAP RISE. So one of the first thing is we talk about the custom code and flawed customizations. Still, we see there's manual checks being performed. At best, they use basic level checks or products to do cursory checks, like free tools. And that is focusing really on syntax and performance checks, loops, lexstars, all those types of things, not security. So that's a problem with that. Also, we're talking there about how people not only need to focus on the production environment, it's the non-prod, because attackers laterally move from non-prod to the production system. So it's giving you a very holistic view of the world. You need to protect all the landscapes, and those are sprawling and those are large as this complexity exists, and also the interfaces between all those systems as well. And the configuration, again, this is mentioned to say, as you start to configure these systems and the authorizations, you have lots of people involved with this. You've got the functional, the technical, you've got in-house people, you've got SIs, you've got developers, you've got authorization teams, you've got security teams, you've got all the interfaces, you've got contractors, you've got even people offshore doing this. It's really easy for someone to make a change somewhere, which may put you at risk from either an external attack or internal privilege misuse, okay? The security audit logging, that was mentioned in that blog, which I've just showed you. And really, you've got thousands of users accessing, sometimes tens or hundreds of thousands of users accessing the system, creating lots of logs in those, data in those logs. But really, they're not proactively analyzed by pretty much any customer, unless you've got a tool specifically doing that. So they are there, they're just buried in all that mass of data. And again, we're talking about, you've got to monitor for external and internal privilege misuse. We're seeing both of those increase more recently. And one key issue is the fact that the amount of, still similar to the development, there's a lot of manual controls and manual checks required still to show that you are compliant to different regulations. So if you are trying to become GDPR compliant, there's still lots of manual checks. We want to automate that through policies, through pre-delivered content. So these are the challenges we see, okay? So how do we help? Let me kind of break this slide down because it's a bit noisy, but on the top there, you can see that we support different architectures and landscapes of SAP. So on the left there, we support obviously on-prem and people moving through to hybrid to cloud. Through to the right-hand side, we support customers on RISE. And we realize that people can't just flick from one day running ECC to S4. It takes time. ECC will be sat there. It may not be decommissioned. You have to protect the whole landscape. So we now protect what we call this hybrid world of on-prem, cloud, and a mix of anything in between that. Anapsys has been running now for over 15 years. We've been advising SAP for 15 years, and that means there's a lot of policies, a lot of content given to you as you install the product, as you deploy the solution. And that comes in the form of content. It also becomes in the form of the research labs. It's the world's largest research labs. We've found over 1,000 zero-day exploits within SAP. We've informed SAP and they've released patches and configuration changes to fix those. So it really is giving you the very best platform available. And there's three products that can help you with those challenges I showed on the previous slide. The first one is Assess, and this is a common starting point is what we call vulnerability management. It's identifying risks and issues and vulnerabilities within the SAP landscape. That's in production and non-prod systems, everything across your landscape. Okay. What we do is we can tell you of at the bottom there, missing patches, configurations, authorization, interface issues, anything that can put you at risk. Everyone we find, we rank, which means you can try and focus on these in order, in a criticality order. And we also tell you how to resolve and fix those. So we'll tell you step-by-step resolution advice on how to implement a configuration change, for example. And you can monitor and track that. It integrates to ServiceNow for ticketing and management of those issues. And we also can, you can benchmark yourself against hundreds of our other customers anonymously to show you where you are in an industry and how you're progressing over time. Because it can seem at first overwhelming when you see all these issues, but you want to track progress that enables you to do that. So that's the Assess product. Defend is real-time threat detection and monitoring. So what this does is, while you're trying to fix and manage all the vulnerabilities, Defend will tell you if an attack is taking place or an internal privilege misuse is happening. And if it detects that, you'll see that in the Defend dashboard. And the way it does that is it reads 18 different SAP logs every minute, in each and every minute. We run it through 2,000 of our own patterns we've developed over these last 15 years. And if we detect any of those things, you'll see it in the dashboard. So we're looking for suspicious user behavior, someone trying to change authorizations or roles or download sensitive data, for example. It's also looking for any zero-day exploits. It's looking for various things such as sensitive access, user activity, vulnerable access, many things we look for. And what it does do as well is, we know that most companies have a SIEM tool and a SOC team, but they get events from everywhere except the application layer. So for the first time, we can feed these findings into the SIEM tool, which means the SOC team can get visibility of this, and you can all perform a coordinated response to any attacks in the moment. It's not 9 months afterwards after an audit, you discover there's an event. It's giving that real proactive, real-time method of responding to the event to, reduce any damage and any issues there. And Control, this is aimed at the developer community. And what we can do is we can scan historical code. If you're brownfield, we can scan any code being created from scratch, aimed at more greenfield customers and migrations. And we again rank the issues. We categorize those between different categories. Is it security? Is it compliance? Is it maintainability? And there's a really nice feature with Control that we call the one-click fix. And with that, you can press a button, and a very high percentage of those issues will be resolved for you automatically. And I say a high percentage, it depends on the customers. I did two in the last 2 days. One customer had 99% of those we could fix, the other one was 82%. So it just depends on the customer, the data, the types of findings, the amount of data that's been analyzed as well. And what it also does, it can integrate into your change management and release tools such as Charm, TMS, Basis Technologies. And if a developer, as he starts to code, if he ignores the prompts and the findings and decides he can't be bothered to just implement the best practice code that's been suggested, and the transport will be stopped during a release, and it'll go back to him to fix, or a developer to fix. So it's a real nice way of integrating to the shift left, and to catch things and development issues early in the software development life cycle. Okay. So real nice solution to maintain that clean code base if you are greenfield. Okay. So from the previous slide, we showed where the issues were, and now we're trying to explain how it can help. So Control, it automates those checks, it embeds them into the products that you use, And that could be the ABAP Workbench. It could be the newer IDEs used with HANA. So things like Eclipse. It could be the BTP Business Application Studio, HANA Studio, Visual Studio. We integrate to all those new developer IDEs. And we do support newer languages, not only ABAP, but things like XSJS, Node.js, SQL Script, UR5 for Fiori. We can embed into those. We can do the bolt scans, as mentioned, analyze all the historical findings. And we can also, as people start to code, we can check and prompt and advise the developers on best practice to catch these early in the development lifecycle. With regards to the configuration changes, as you are configuring and building out and customizing these S4 systems, we can also, by design, give you the best practice configurations, recommendations to make sure you are secure. And again, it's not just, there's lots of other tools which do this within SAP, but they're focused more on the performance and uptime of the system. We are specifically checking the hardening of the SAP application. So that's a key difference between the SAP security tools and what we do at Anapsys. We talked about the SAP. Oh yeah, with the monitoring and the Defend product, it allows you to move from a very reactive position to being very proactive in the minute, in the moment, detect events and respond to those events. And that's based on our 15 years working with SAP and giving you all that content out of the box. It's literally a plug and play solution of Defend to look for any attacks and then responding to those attacks. And also there are policies, as mentioned, not only assess policies, as comply policies, and we can help you become compliant against things like GDPR, PCI, NIST, ISO. So we do a mix of regulations and also like ITGC checks against your systems as well. Okay. So someone's just trying to get on Slack there. Let's just skip this. So how can we help planning through the planning of this? Obviously, you want to get this right so we can take a by design approach. And as mentioned at the start, there's a misconception that SAP is secure by default. It's not. And attackers are specifically trying to take advantage of these vulnerabilities and well-known weaknesses. And now I've literally done hundreds of scans now, and I still see a lot of common findings which make systems vulnerable. So what you want to do is take a by design approach to making sure the configuration is secure, is hardened sufficiently. Also, any type of configuration is taken care of, and also the development is also starting from a best practice point of view. It's really about maintaining and developing a change of security and applying that security change to your SAP new system. Also, during implementation, as mentioned, there's lots of different people, teams, working on this, probably in silos, in different geographies, different time zones. If you even do configure to best practice, someone could make a change somewhere. You need to be made aware of that. You can run these policies constantly, daily, weekly, monthly. If anyone's made a change anywhere, you'll see that in the findings, okay? You can also take it as a baseline to other systems, and you're monitoring in this real-time manner for any changes, any attacks, as you spin up systems, as you start to release products. You'll see if there are any attacks, you can respond to those immediately and respond to those. And then the final one is after post-implementation. Again, it's maintaining this mindset that you need to take a proactive stance on this. You can got visibility across your landscape of configuration, of privilege, interfaces. You can also got the research labs, our team behind you, constantly updating the platform. So I think we found the last six of the seven critical findings. and the attackers are getting clever, we have to stay one step ahead of them. So we're constantly updating the product with new findings, new features. And also, you can integrate our product with any existing SAP GRC products you may have. So for example, we do integrate with SAP Process Control. We complement all of the SAP GRC products. On other things like ETD, we complement that as well. So it's very much a complementary working with the SAP tools you have and Anapsys as well. But really maintaining this strong by design stance of you are looking at security and you are looking at cybersecurity as well, and you maintain that posture. So just finally to kind of wrap up, obviously Anapsys are focused on the security and the cybersecurity of your systems. Now, it's not just about risk reduction. SAP is about being agile, being more efficient, being able to pivot, being able to be more flexible and serve your customers. And what we do is we actually replace a lot of manual effort and we automate a lot of manual tasks out there. And that in itself releases people to other activities in the business, higher value activities, helping you digitally transform. We know everyone's got so much to do now, everyone's overworked, and that's kind of the middle point to say that your teams can feel overwhelmed often, and mental health's a big talking point lately. We can help them, you know, be more content in their role, feel that they're not as pressured with time, and they've got more time to do other things as well by releasing those manual activities. So I was talking to a customer only about 2 weeks ago. He's a CISO. They had a breach 2 years ago, and he said, obviously, they've had some financial impact from this, and obviously, they've had some scrutiny from regulators and auditors. But the biggest issue for him was his whole team's left because they were working such long hours. They just felt that they couldn't cope anymore. And he was the only person left, actually, from the whole team. So it's giving you more time. It's trying to protect you and your well-being. And the final point is about really realizing the fact that there is a gap between even the RISE offerings, and we can help protect you and protect your most critical systems, give you automation and enable you to run and be performant and also be available to serve your customers. So that really is kind of, I think, the end of the presentation. I have got an email there. If you want to email me any questions, or if you want to ask any questions, by all means, feel free to do so.
Perfect. Thank you, John. I'm just looking into the Q&A box. So far, we didn't get a question. If someone wants to raise something, now would be the time for it. Maybe
yeah,
sure. I'd like another minute. But looks like you captured everything. So I would say that brings us to time. If there are any other questions, you can always reach out to us to run up this directly or to John with the email you can see right now. And just a brief reminder to everyone listening that this session has been recorded and the link to the recording will be emailed to you afterwards. And with that, thanks again to you, John, and to everyone for joining this session, and have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.